In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Mass is being offered for the intentions of Lorenzo and Eufrasia Barela, for Jared Chacon, for the repose of their souls. If you could please keep Lucy, I was told just before Mass, apparently the message was sent long before that, that she had to leave at midday because her cousin was in a great difficulty, nearing what could be death, a real tough time. So please continue to pray for this individual. I didn't get their name, Michael. So pray for them. Today, within our scriptures, they give us the sign of a saint that we all know kind of well, especially those of you who are young in the faith. Has anybody heard of Saint Jonah? Saint Jonah? Does anybody know anything about the life of Saint Jonah? You just heard somebody talk about the life of St. Jonah in the first reading, so you should know something. Anybody know anything beyond that? No? Jade? So, Jade, Jonah didn't get swallowed by a unicorn. What did he get swallowed by? By a whale. That's right. You're wearing the unicorn horn. But unicorns don't swallow people. Whales, apparently in the scripture, sometimes do. So that's what happened. Jonah was running from God. So that's the story. The story is a prophet who's called by God. Think about that for a moment. For a moment, can you imagine hearing something from God? And you know it was God speaking to you. You know that God was actually saying, go do this. Has anybody ever had that? That experience of God saying, go do this thing. And you know beyond the shadow of a doubt, it was God who said it. Not some voice, not some thought that you were doing there. It's God. Wouldn't that be pretty awesome? You know exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. Is that what exactly Jonah did? Kind of. It's exactly the opposite of what he did. The opposite. He went in the exact opposite direction, because what did God tell Jonah to do? God told Jonah, hey, you know your enemies, those people who hate you and have hurt you for so long and hate God? I want you to go tell them that they need to fix their lives so they can fix their lives. And so what did Jonah say? Not going to do it. And so what he did was he boarded a ship, went in the opposite direction. Instead of going east, he took off going west and said, now try to force me to do that, God. Imagine the gall on that guy. There he goes in the opposite direction there, and what happens? The storm comes up. They say, oh, we don't know why this is happening here. We're praying to all of our gods. You pray to your God. And he says, I know why we're here. It's because my God told me to do something, and I'm not doing it. He went off in the opposite direction. I'm the reason why you're experiencing this. What you got to do, throw me overboard, and you'll be fine. So that's what they did. Didn't ask questions. Tossed him overboard, and what happened? The whale came by, swallowed him, and everything was fine for that ship. Went on its direction. 3 days he spent in the belly of the whale, and then went off in the opposite direction. And then that spit him up on the dry land very close to where Nineveh was. So he said, well, I might as well go. So what does he do? He goes all the way there. He makes it there and spends 3 days preaching. Three days more, 4 days more, whatever it was, and Nineveh will be destroyed. Repent. And after he finished that, thought, I've done my duty. Let me go climb up the hill right over there and watch God barbecue this place. Totally destroy them. I can't wait to see them be destroyed. There he goes. And what happened? Nothing. Nothing happened. Why? Because God is merciful. Because God actually wanted these Ninevites to turn their lives around. They weren't God's people. They were fighting against God's people. They seemed to have hated God's people for a long time. Jonah preached and they said, oh no, we better fix our lives. So what'd they do? They began repenting. The king let out a decree among everybody and said, we need to fix our lives because God really will destroy us. We are doing wrong. This man Jonah said it, and we know that we are. So let's fix our lives. So they put on sackcloth and ashes, just like we do on Ash Wednesday. They went and humbled themselves, not even just their human beings, but they also made sure that their animals, their beasts, were the same way. And then what happened? Nothing. God relented. Jonah was miffed by it. I'm not going to go into his story. Jonah's not a good character in the scriptures. He's a bad guy. But what should we learn from this? You see, our blessed Lord in the scriptures, our Lord Jesus Christ, what he reminds us, he says, look, a wicked and perverse generation wants a sign, wants a miracle, wants this great thing that's going on. We would really like that, wouldn't we? Don't you think that somebody would repent if God had some sort of crazy sign in the sky, I'm God, fix your lives? That'd be awesome. He doesn't want to do that. So instead, what does he say? He says this, Esteban. He says this. He says, no sign is going to be given except the sign of Jonah. Well, what's the sign of Jonah? Do you know what the sign of Jonah is? I'll give you a hint. It's not being swallowed by a whale. What is it? Here's the sign. The sign is this. Remember the story of Jonah? Jonah went out there and preached to people who hated God and hated God's people. And what happened? Because they repented, God relented. in his anger against them and save them. That's the sign. That's the sign. That's the sign that we need. That's the sign of Jonah right there. That because they repented, God relented of his anger against them and saved them. That's what we need. That's the sign that we need. You know, every single soul that goes into that confessional box over there and confesses all their sins and holds on to none of their mortal sins, every time comes away clean. Every time comes away saved. Every time comes away lighter. Every one time comes away renewed and transformed. Every single time. That's the sign. That's the sign. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he will indeed raise you up. Our Lord is incredibly merciful. That's the sign that we need. So why do we delay in going to confession? Why don't we go right away? Why don't we run into there for the moment to be able to be set free? Because when we go to confession and confess those sins, guess what? God forgets our sins. He doesn't hold them against us for a minute. Maybe you and I have struggled forgiving ourselves. We've struggled forgiving other people for things that have gone on. God has no trouble forgiving. He desires it above all things. The season of Lent, every one of us in this room need to go to confession, not just once, but often during the season. Because tell you something, God never, ever tires of forgiving our sins, no matter how often we commit them, as long as we repent. Never, ever tires of forgiving us. It's only we who get tired of ourselves, of thinking it's that easy to hold on to that sign. Sign of Jonah is this: God wants to forgive. Why would you delay in asking for it? Go to confession. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.